There was a man who was very henpecked by his wife. He used to come into the bar every morning about 11 o'clock when they opened to have a quick libation. His wife would inevitably get there 5 minutes later and say, "John, what are you drinking?" Her name was Mary, incidentally. He would always say, "Oh, nothing." But she would always taste it and make him toss the drink out and drink some ginger ale or Coke. So one day, in desperation, desiring a strong libation, he said to Pete, the bartender, "Pete, have you got anything that will fool my wife? Have you got anything you can make up into a drink that doesn't look or smell like liquor?" Well, tomato juice, of course, doesn't look like liquor. So Pete started in with tomato juice and vodka, which has practically no odor, particularly Smirnoff vodka, which is a very good vodka, probably the best domestic vodka in the United States. It's supposed to come, as we know, originally from a Russian formula and is made in Hartford, Connecticut. Vodka came originally from Russia and is today made up also in Poland and Czechoslovakia, but that is very hard to get a hold of. But this Smirnoff vodka is quite good, and Pete, realizing that, started making this concoction. He used about 4 ounces of tomato juice. It's a large drink, and although sometimes it is served in a cocktail glass, I think it is better as a long drink. Then 2 ounces of Smirnoff vodka, 1 ounce of lemon juice, freshly squeezed, a quarter of a teaspoon of Worcestershire sauce, Lee and Perrins. Sometimes they add more than that, but it makes it too strong. Then a little bit of salt and a little black pepper from a hand pepper mill. And finally, some cracked ice. He put all the ingredients into a shaker, shook it violently a few times, and poured the contents into a highball glass. Just as John was about to enjoy it, in walked his wife, Mary, and said, "What's that?" "Oh, nothing, darling, just tomato juice." Then, of course, she said, "May I taste it?" After tasting it, she said, "Why, that's excellent tomato juice." And from then on, she went from store to store to the A&P in the supermarket sampling their various offerings of tomato juice. But no store came up with one as good as the tomato juice Pete had made. So she went to Pete and ordered some tomato juice in quart containers, and that was the last that was heard of Mary. They gave the drink the appellation Mary and called it Bloody because it was red, and that is how a Bloody Mary was originated.